Good morning. We welcome you to the worship service of South Norfolk Baptist Church. And I do see a lot of visitors this morning, and I hope that you'll raise your hands as our ushers will bring you a visitor's card. If you're visiting with us, would you lift your hand? Keep it lifted until you receive a visitor's card. We are glad that you are here visiting with us. I know right off that Donna Cullins has a whole group from school with her, five or six of them visiting with her this weekend. We are glad that the rest of you are here visiting with us this morning. We hope that you'll receive a blessing from our service. We had one new Sunday school member this morning. His name is John J. Dushinsky. I hope I've said that right. He's an adult one singles, and we welcome him into our Sunday school fellowship. Regular activities this week, our evening worship service tonight at 7:30, our Wednesday night prayer service at 7:30. Youth choir, you'll remember you rehearsal a special time at 4 p.m. this afternoon. Our associational missions offering, our goal is $350. As yet, we have not met that goal. Remember that in your prayers, and ask the Lord how much He would have you to give to that offering. Next Sunday will be our graduate recognition as we recognize those who graduate from college and from high school. And that will be in our morning worship service. Following the service, those who have graduated that are to be treated to a luncheon. So if they're not here today and you're a grandparent or a parent of one of these young people, please share with them to be in our service next Sunday morning. And then we will take them out to lunch after the service. And on Saturday, June the 11th, this is a new date for you. There will be a breakfast and a painting party, some things that we have done over the last year and has been very beneficial to us. Got a lot of painting done in the educational building. So you'll remember that for Saturday, June the 11th. Okay, breakfast and then painting afterwards. Thank you.
Our Father, we know that in the Word they devoted themselves to teaching and fellowship and in breaking of bread and prayers. And so as the early church worked to improve its fellowship, today we come and we trust that as good stewards we will contribute to the fellowship of this, your church. We pray thy blessings upon each individual who worships with us, though they may be stranger by face or by name, yet in the same spirit may thy voice speak to each. In Jesus' name, amen.
Now take your hymnal and turn with me to hymn number 507. Hymn number 507, you'll recognize the tune as we sing, O God of our Fathers, 507.
Oh.
I would invite you to turn in your Bibles to the second book of Samuel, chapter 3. A remarkable old story, and yet how appropriate for Memorial Day thoughts. 2 Samuel chapter 3, verse 31. And David said to Joab and to all the people that were with him, "Rend your clothes and girt you with sackcloth, and mourn before Absalom," or Abner. And King David himself followed the casket. And they buried Abner in Hebron, and the king lifted up his voice and wept at the grave of Abner, and all the people wept. And the king lamented over Abner and said, "Died Abner as a fool died? Thy hands were not bound, nor thy feet put into fetters. As a man falleth before wicked men, so fellest thou." And all the people wept again over him. And when all the people came to cause David to eat meat, while it was yet day, David sware, or took a vow, "So do God to me and more also, if I taste bread or aught else, till the sun be down." And all the people took notice of it, and it pleased them, as whatsoever the king did pleased all the people. And all the people and all Israel understood that day that it was not of the king to slay Abner, the son of Ner. And the king said unto his servants, "Know ye not that there is a prince and a great man fallen this day in Israel?" I've read through verse 38. May God bless the reading of his wonderful word and this marvelous story. Now at this time, some may have special needs, personal, or for some friend or member of your family. I would invite you to offer a prayer while we bow in meditation. Almighty God, our Father, we thank Thee today for those who rest from their labors, those who have lived and died among us, and those who have given their best. We would give them the highest praise. With gratitude, we remember those, our Father, who have lived in past generations, who have served our nation, our country, not only by the example in life, but in death, encouraging us to be steadfast and unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, that is a constant hope, even in the changing world. We remember all of these, and we give thanks for these memories today. And these memories sustain us, they cheer us, they even challenge us. and they motivate us more than we even dream or believe. And so we give thanks on this Memorial Day weekend for the opportunity again of thinking about all of those who have blessed our lives and our country. We would thank thee today for Jesus and the promise of his comfort, and for all that he can give us, knowing that his promises always come true. We give thanks, our Father, that even in death and dying, the men of the uniform and the men of our nation and of our good land went forth with a commission and a compassion and a courage that just has brought hope and peace to us. We're thankful for this peace today, which we have, and this day in which we live, that we can be here in freedom this morning. May each need of this congregation be met. May those who are shut in at home or in the hospital receive a special touch of thy mercy. And now we pray that as we just place our hands and our lives under thy watch, care, and guidance, may this hour be a wonderful hour in which we receive some new hope and strength through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Our offertory hymn is 216, Great is Thy Faithfulness, 216, as we stand together and sing, please.
Thank you.
Our Father, for the opportunity of stewardship, we give thanks. Bless the tithes and offerings of these thy people today to be useful for thy kingdom's cause. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to speak to you this morning on the reasons for Memorial Day. The other day I was conducting a memorial service for a little baby. When I concluded, I noticed there was a young man standing to one side by himself. He was looking in the opposite direction. And as all the people moved away, I spoke to him and I said, what relationship are you to this family? And the tears were coming down his cheeks, and he said to me, what you had to say and the death of this little baby has touched me so. Sir, he says, I'm not a member of the family. I'm just touched by this situation. When I think of Memorial Day and I think of our nation and of the heroes who have fallen on the places of the battlefield, the Revolutionary War, the War of 1812, the Civil War, the Spanish-American War, World War I, World War II, Vietnam, and on, I think of those who have died in unselfish service, and the memory of the past somehow helps us with the present. Memorial Day is an important day. We think of the loyal sons that went forth, who bled, who died, who gave their best. Tomorrow will be that day. And we pause to remember these valiant men and these women. And it is appropriate for us to do so. In the ruins of an old castle in Ireland, there are tombstones of kings and royalty. And also close by are little stones with swords and crosses. They are the tombs of the Crusaders. And there you find the inscription. Their swords are rust. Their good deeds and steeds are dust. Their souls, with their God, we trust. I've had the opportunity, as many of you, to go to many of the Civil War cemeteries throughout the state of Virginia. I was privileged to be at Appomattox when they had the big celebration some time ago, just a few years back. And William Catton, the historian, gave a notable address that day as he paid tribute to all the patriots and to the thing that had brought freedom to our country. Along with the Senator Byrd, the senior senator, and others who had gathered for that occasion, you were caused to face once again the great principles of this country. Whittier one time said, memory is a treasure house of the mind, wherein the moments thereof are kept. As someone went around the Bull Run area sometime after the war had closed, and they looked and they found some delicate flowers growing in an empty ammunition box. and a beautiful rose coming up out of the drum head of a union drum. I think the task of the church today is to once again call us back to the memory of these whose lives were cut short. As somebody has said, we can never settle the account of those who died on the field of honor. That's why we need to teach our youth and our young people something of this value. Boys and girls need to know what Memorial Day stands for. We need to know that today they have freedom, you have freedom, and you have a lot of wonderful things that would not have otherwise been yours had it not been for these heroes of past days. O you who sleep in Flanders fields, sleep sweet to rise anew. We caught the torch you threw, and holding high we kept the faith with those who died. We cherish too the poppy red that grows on fields where valor led. It seems the signal to the sky that blood of heroes never dies, but lends a luster to the red of the flowers that bloomed above the dead in Flanders field. And now the torch of poppy red we wear in honor of our dead. Fear not that ye have died for naught. We have learned the lesson that you have taught in Flanders field. In my lifetime, I've heard some of the old men talk about France and all the mud and the gore of death, the hardships through the forest. Do we really appreciate the preservation? I have picked out an old story today from the Old Testament. It's a little known story about Abner. David had worked with him with deep emotion the little civil war